a lady who shoots all the glitters is gold.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello. Welcome, one and all. You are now checked in to the Hotel California. It's also, Free Bird, Stairway to Heaven. They're all sung by the late, great Fats Domino, a Kentucky artist who is a big fan of fried chicken and peanut butter sandwiches. So, yeah, it was a real shame. But you can still visit their childhood home. All you have to do is go on down to I believe it's Tallahassee, Florida, and there you can see their mansion. It is called Welcome to News to Me. I am Marcus, DJ Marcus, and I was just BSing you there. We were listening to the start of Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin while I got my stuff together. My computer, as always, either work or my computer is giving me grief because we'd like to do the show live, or I think it's fun to do the show live, and doing the show live presents its own special challenges. Well, let's go ahead and start it up. We got all of our bookmarks opening, so now it's time to SSH over. Just type SSH, your username, I'm MNW, at tty.sdf.org. That'll go ahead and get you one of the cluster members without having to pick one, which can be nice. Let your startup. And boom. Now that my profile's finished running, we can just type com at the command prompt, com. Then you press G for go to, and a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And when you do that, you will be brought to the Anon Radio room, where you can talk to lots of people, like all four versions of Zerg, and FFog, and Butt Stuff. Aw, yeah. FFog's got two people. Let's see, how many am I? I'm three people in here. Guafu is three. I think three seems to be the prevailing number. John M's two. Publius is only one. Anyway, it's a whole can of worms. It is a dang disaster area. My mind is not focused, but it's okay. We're going to focus. We're going to say hi to everyone in comm. Hi, Butt Stuff. GTC 1977. Emmanuel. Six, thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Shout out to Snowdusk, always hanging out there. And shout out to Northern Lights and Tobe and everyone else. If you're in comm, you can press the equal sign and see the whole schedule. Like, we've got Ouroboroso at 2,100 hours today, Language Soup with DJ Supercell at 2,100, and 2,200 is Pumpkin Pie with Mr. Bruges. And then at 00, so tonight at midnight, we've got Giant Steps. So, we'll see what happens there. Publius would like to be able to upload a profile picture, but I don't know where he means. Are you talking about on the DJ website? There's a WordPress install at anonradio.net if you want to see what people look like. Or you can go to mnw.sdf.org, and that's my little homepage. All right, let's stop talking about fun. Oh yeah, that WordPress. I want to press those words, dog. Let me get in that WordPress. Anyway. Yeah, it uses Gravatar. Let's see. Let's go ahead and log in. Now, you know what? We're not going to log in because this isn't tech news to me. This is news to me, where we talk about
world news.
That's right. We talk about the world news, baby. Let's get going. All right. First, Ecuador's president declares state of emergency after prison battle kills more than 100 people. The death toll from bloody clashes between rival gangs and an Ecuador prison has surpassed 100, with 52 more wounded, the government prison authority said Wednesday, as soldiers surrounded the facility, one of the country's many overburdened and understaffed jails. inmates went to war, armed with guns and grenades, on Tuesday at the Guayaquil prison complex. A clash between prisoners believed to be linked to Mexican drug gangs, mainly the Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation cartels. Soldiers and a tank guarded the complex Wednesday as police on horseback patrolling the perimeter were confronted by worried family members of the men locked inside. "We want information because we don't know anything about our families or sons," said one woman who would not give her name. "I have my son there." Tuesday's violence was the latest in a series of bloody prison clashes that have claimed the lives of about 180 inmates in Ecuador so far. Welcome, welcome, X1, welcome. And congratulations, let's all congratulate Publius. He has updated his library card. Way to go. Yay! So anyway, there is a full-out war going on inside the prison in Ecuador. Very wild times. I've seen a few documentaries that talk about prisons, and you don't want to be in jail in Ecuador. All right, well, what else is happening? Well, Sarah, this story contains descriptions about rape and murder and violence. So if any of that, violence against women, so if that bothers you, please step away for about 2 minutes. Sarah Evergard murder. Wayne Cousins given whole life sentence. So a Met police officer who murdered Sarah Evergard after kidnapping her under the guise of an arrest has been sentenced to a whole life prison term. Wayne Cousins was abducted the 33-year-old as she walked home from a friend's house in South London on March 3rd. During the sentencing of Cousins, the judge said the case was devastating, tragic, and wholly brutal. Miss Everard's family said they were relieved by the fact that Cousins would die in jail. Speaking to reporters outside the Old Bailey following his sentencing, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Dame Gracida Dick said she recognized that a precious bond of trust had been damaged by Cousins, who had brought shame on the Met. Describing him as a coward, she said his crimes were a gross betrayal of everything policing stands for, adding, "I am so sorry." Meanwhile, the hundreds of police sexual assaults that happened in the U.S. are politely dismissed or not charged. An ongoing independent Office for Police Conduct review of how Cousins became a Met officer has found that vetting procedures missed that two of his previous cars had been linked to allegations of indecent exposure. Speaking to the London Assembly's Police and Crime Committee earlier on Thursday, two senior Met officers said they were not aware of rumors that Cousins was nicknamed the Rapist by colleagues. However, HM Chief Inspector of Constabulary Sir Tim Windsor said the nickname was known by some officers. Sir Tom, who in his role has responsibility for the inspection of office, I'm having reading trouble today, police forces, told BBC's Radio 4, The World at One, "Yes, I did know that, and he also had allegedly a reputation in terms of drug abuse, extreme pornography, and other offenses of this kind." So I'm glad he's behind bars and won't be causing any more trouble. And that concludes the violence talk. So, thank you. Welcome back. Hello, hello. Hello, ACVC. Welcome, welcome. Stug, welcome. Hello. For Dublin. Oh, sweet. That makes much more sense. Thank you, Stug. Correct. There are now plans for police to not go around in plain clothes and arrest people. And I guess we can do this. The SMJ has awoken. Welcome. Alright. Israeli forces kill three Palestinians in separate incidences. Israeli occupation forces have shot and killed three Palestinians in separate incidents in the occupied West Bank village of Berkin, in the old city of Jerusalem, and in the Gaza Strip. The first of those, killed early on Thursday, was identified as 22-year-old Ala Nasser Mohammed Zayud from the village of Al-Salah Al-Harithiya, northwest Jenin, in the occupied West Bank. According to local media reports, Zayud was shot overnight in the nearby village of Berkin during an armed confrontation with the Israeli army after it raided the town with dozens of military jeeps and special forces at dawn to carry out arrests. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said Zayud was shot with four bullets, two in his chest, one in his neck, and one in his right thigh. Witnesses told local media that an Israeli sniper shot him at close range before they ran towards him and continued liquidating him from point-blank range. That is an interesting way to describe someone's brutal murder. He was liquidated. The jeeps and the army then surrounded him. They blocked the ambulance from reaching him. They allowed the ambulance to come after they made sure he was dead, the witness said. Two Palestinian men were reportedly injured in Birkin and were taken to hospital for treatment, while two others were arrested. The second Palestinian, killed by Israeli forces on Thursday, was identified as 30-year-old Isra Kazumai, mother of three, from the village of Kabitia, south of Jenin. Israeli forces announced they shot dead Kazuma at Bab al-Silsila, also known as Chain Gate in the Old City of Jerusalem, claiming she had tried to stab an officer. Israeli forces blocked off the entrance to Damascus Gate, Al-Aqsa Mosque, and Lions Gate after the incident, before later reopening them. And then on Thursday, a Palestinian man was shot dead near the Gaza-Israeli border. Gaza's Ministry of Health said Israeli soldiers opened fire on bird hunter Mohammed Abu Ammar, age 41, who later died from his injuries. The incident comes amid a recent spate of killings of Palestinians by Israeli forces. On Sunday, Israeli forces killed five Palestinians during armed confrontations following overnight military raids. Two Palestinians from Birkin were killed, including a 16-year-old child, while three others from the village of Bidu were killed in the nearby village of Beit Anan, northwest of Jerusalem. In August, the Israeli killed four Palestinians in the Jenin refugee camp. And that's the end of the story. So, hello, thank you for tuning in. We are about halfway through the show. You're listening to News to Me, where I read stuff, and I read news, we talk about stuff, and then we kind of get a little crazy and loosey-goosey, because then it becomes 1930 UTC, and at 1930 UTC, every single day, we listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, which is a fun time. Deep breath. Life is good. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to do two stories and then play a song. The first one, not so bad. The next one, it's about Nazis, so you might be upset. It might be triggering. I don't know. But yeah, AVCVC, welcome. Com is not IRC, and you will find IRC has nothing on Com. Com has way more features and is much cooler. And it's very, very secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. Unless you listen to News to Me, where I tell you how to join every day at 1900 UTC, Monday through Friday. All right, I'm just goofing around. Let's get going. We got to get back into this hotel. Yep, that's what it sounds like in that hotel. All right, Focus. I'm too jazzed up. Sarkozy, ex-French president, gets jail sentence over campaign funding. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to a year in prison for illegally funding his unsuccessful 2012 re-election campaign. The 66-year-old was found guilty in a Paris court of spending tens of millions of euros more on his campaign than was permitted under the law. He will not be jailed, however, and can serve his sentence at home with an electronic bracelet. Mr. Sarkozy denies any wrongdoing and isn't expected to appeal against the ruling. It is his second one-year prison term. In March, he became the first former president of France to receive a custodial sentence for corruption and influence peddling, but remains free pending an appeal of that sentence. In the latest trial, Mr. Sarkozy was accused with 13 other defendants over their role in the so-called Bigmalion scandal. Prosecutors said the former president's UMP party splurged nearly double the 22.5 million euro cap on lavish campaign rallies and events, then tried to hide the costs by hiring a PR firm called Bigmalion to invoice the party, not the campaign. So, we shall see how that works. but yeah, so Sarkozy gonna wear an ankle bracelet for a while. All right, and this is a short one. It's not really too terrible, but it does mention Nazis. A former secretary at a Nazi concentration camp has been captured after trying to flee before her trial in northern Germany. Irmgard Furchner, age 96, was due to stand trial for complicity in 11,000 murders, but she failed to turn up, and the judge issued a warrant for her arrest. The defendant was detained by police hours after disappearing from a nursing home in the town of Quickborn. That's a lot of irony there. She fled to Hamburg, where she was picked up on a local street. After her capture on Thursday, Miss Furchner was placed in provisional detention ahead of the opening of her trial. She had been due to appear at special court in Itzehoe. An hour's drive north of Hamburg. Instead, she left her retirement home between 600 and 720 hours local time, apparently heading for an underground station. She took a taxi. The court spokesman said later that the defendant would now be brought before the court, set up in the hall of a logistics company in Itzehoe, because the town courtroom is not big enough to handle the media interest. So we shall see what happens here. A group representing Nazi survivors and relatives of the dead expressed outrage that she had been able to escape. Shows incredible contempt for the rules of law and survivors, said International Auschwitz Committee. Case is seen as unprecedented, as Irmgard Furchner was a civilian worker. So, Itzehoe, near Idaho. It's spelled, the name of this town is spelled I-T-Z-E-H-O-E. So, I-T-Z-E-H-O-E. So it could be Itzehoe or Itzehoe. I think it's Itzehoe. I don't know. I'm not sure how you would say it. I'm sure in German it does not sound nearly as questionable. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead here and play a song because it is time.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We're just going to hear a beginning of it. But this is a song called Freebird from a band called The Beatles.
Phenomenal. On Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right! It's... Uh-oh. There we go. You know what they say. If there's one thing, it's another.
Resistance is futile.
That's correct.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the closing bells here. Sorry, like I said, I'm a little bit everywhere. I'm sleep deprived. My antenna just came in the mail. I want to play with my radio, but I got lots of work to do and beers to drink. Oh my gosh, my schedule is so full of beer right now. I don't know if I can handle it. Better drink some more water. Gosh, sometimes I think I might be losing my mind. But it's okay, because you're right here with me, and we're listening to Anon Radio.
You're listening to Anon Radio.
All right, let's go ahead. It's a half-wave infed antenna. It is it's 59 feet long, and I'm going to try and see if I can't ring it around my biggest room in a way that allows me to use it. So we shall see. Dipole time. Delicious. If anything, I would dipole. Antennas are always great. Oh, sweet, SMJ, a new 20-amp circuit is going to go in, which will allow for more servers to go online. Oh, yeah. All right. We got to get this over with. I got a lot of stories to tell you about, a lot of corruption and stuff that's really exciting. Not enough time. Here we go. First, Kenya suspends visa-free transit with Pakistan. Kenya's interior minister ordered the suspension on Wednesday of a visa-free transit agreement with Pakistan. The move was prompted after social media sites showed videos with crowds of Pakistani nationals crowding residential areas across the capital. According to authorities, there's been an influx of Asian foreigners who at first were thought to be Afghan refugees. So, that's out the door. North Korea's Kim Jong-il seeks to reopen hotline with South, but dismisses U.S. offer of talks. Wow, he looks so different right now. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness to restore stalled communication lines with South Korea in early October to promote peace while shrugging off U.S. offers for dialogue as cunning ways to conceal its hostility against the North. So keep your eyes open for that and I'll let you know what happens. Algeria is starting to produce its own COVID-19 vaccine. Algeria on Wednesday started producing the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Chinese firm Sinovac, with production expected to be 8 million doses a month. Prime Minister Amin Binbaderrahmane, who attended the launch of the production process at a factory in the eastern city of Constantine, called it a big achievement. Production could be doubled in the North African nation if needed, officials said. So this is exciting. There's so few vaccines in Africa. I'm very happy to see more being made locally or domestically. Ethiopia is ordering expulsion of 7 top UN officials for meddling. The UN is reportedly shocked after Ethiopian government declares 7 officials persona non grata and gives them 72 hours to leave the country. Oh, we better talk fast. There's so much to talk about. Kilauea, active volcano. Volcano is just blowing up. It is on fire. Hawaii's Kilauea has begun erupting again. So danger, Will Robinson, if you're over there in Hawaii. All the locals and natives there, indigenous type folks there, have been telling people, get out. Don't stay here. We are fighting COVID. But Americans just cannot be stopped. Google is telling court staggering 5 billion euro antitrust fine is flawed, which isn't a big surprise to anybody. European Union antitrust fine was based on flawed calculations, Google says, urging Europe's second highest court to scrap or reduce what it said was not an appropriate penalty. Google is fined for using its Android mobile operating system to thwart rivals and cement its dominance in the general internet search from 2011, and the largest penalty meted out to any company found guilty of breaching EU antitrust rules. So, I hope they pay every cent of it. And this is scary, but sad. U.S. hospitals are outfitting nurses with panic buttons amid rise in assaults. In 2019, Laura Paul, a registered nurse, was seeing a sedated patient in the intensive care unit when he went from out cold to swinging in a matter of seconds. Paul, a house supervisor who moves among different units of the hospital, tried to dodge the patient's attack and scream for help. Now hospital administrations plan to provide more than 300 panic buttons to healthcare staff, which could avoid potentially dangerous situations. So we'll see. Yeah, where the money goes from fines would be something fun to look up. I'm out of time, though, so I'll talk to you tomorrow, and then I'll take the weekend off. Come on. Why isn't this playing? Oh, no.
Before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tove at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
All right. Well, sorry. I am just... I'm in a way today, but such as...
7.